David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hello, everybody, and this is Stacy from The Advisor. And today I'm very excited because we have Serena Helen here today, and she is a holistic wellness coach, and she is amazing. She focuses on many different areas of mental health, and she focuses on self-care, self-love, emotional problems, different things that we go through in life, different things like burnout and so many other things. But today I'm going to give the stage to Serena. She's going to tell you a little about herself and what she does. And she's going to talk about some issues that really affect a lot of people worldwide. So Serena, take it away. Tell everybody about yourself and what you do. And I'd love to hear some of the great tools and techniques that you were talking about previously.
Of course. Of course. I'm so excited to be here, Stacy. Thank you so much. So yeah, like you said, I'm a holistic wellness coach, and specifically I'm a burnout recovery coach. So, and a lot of this experience of mine comes from learned experience, and it's something that I've been through for, I would say, over a decade. I was burnt out. I was in a toxic marriage. I was thin, but I wasn't actually healthy. You know? I was, putting my husband at the time first. I was putting his needs first.
Right.
I was basically everything to this person. And I ended up just kind of like ignoring my symptoms. I started noticing I was feeling kind of sick, or like I wasn't feeling like myself. And I had a lot of stress, like chronic stress that I was sort of addicted to.
Yeah.
Which we'll talk about. And that ended up causing me to become ill. So I actually, all of that stuff combined manifested as illness in my body. So I ended up getting Hashimoto's, which is a chronic autoimmune illness.
Yes.
Try not to identify with this illness, but I do like to talk about it because I think it's important to be vulnerable and express yourself.
Yes.
So that people are brave enough to feel that vulnerability or the ability to be vulnerable. And so, because a lot of what we go through is like, you know, repressed emotion. And you and I were kind of talking about this.
Yeah.
And repressing what we're going through, like, and it could be like repressing your anger, your sadness, your shame, your guilt. And then that repressed anger can actually really manifest as something in your body. It could manifest as you feeling like super groggy, your adrenals are shot, your thyroid gland is not working. Like that's Hashimoto's. So Hashimoto's is like the autoimmune illness of the thyroid.
Right.
So, you know, it could really manifest as anything, but that's why it's so important to listen and be aware of the symptoms and the things that you're experiencing. So whether that is fatigue or you're super overwhelmed and you can't really figure out like what's going on here? Like, why am I so overwhelmed?
Yes.
Or, you know, you're physically not able to, you know, do the things you used to do, like you used to be able to do a workout. Now you can't anymore.
Right.
So a lot of times I think we're in the grind.
Yeah.
And we end up just, you know, you're like, okay, well, this is just life. Like, well, this is happening to me, you know, and I just got to keep going. Like, what else can I do? I have kids and I have all these other things, but you don't realize that if you actually do get burnt out, which is what happened to me, you can't take care of anybody around you.
Right.
So I had to experience the extreme of being burnt out to then realize like, okay, this can never happen to anyone ever again.
Yeah.
If you're in my sphere and if it is happening, then I want to stop it at all costs.
Right.
And teach people how to do that. So I help people accelerate their healing.
Yes.
And I really help people get in touch with themselves so that they can have a self-awareness. And a lot of it is, you know, like the nervous system or stress response.
Right.
And then also to kind of like self-realize, like you realize who you are and then develop a deep connection with yourself through these specific tools.
Yeah.
And we can get to the tools. And then at the end of the day, you begin to like visualize who you want to be and you bring that vision in and then you're able to like self-actualize where it's like you become who this person that you always dreamt of being and who you thought maybe you couldn't be. And which is really what happened to me because I if about a year ago, I probably couldn't be on this podcast.
Right.
Realistically, I couldn't do it because I was too anxious. I was like a hot mess. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, yeah.
A hot mess. And I didn't want that, but it kind of like just, you know, it trickled in and it was just layered. And it was my
yeah.
work life, personal life. I was going to school, got my master's. I even started a business during the process, like
yeah.
full on. So it's, you know, a little bit of like overachiever personality.
Yes,
but
yes.
if you don't know how to get there, like you can have all these things, but it's kind of figuring out how to get there and managing yourself and learning about
Yes.
yourself, learning all the tools. So
Oh,
that was a lot of information.
No, it's really good information. You know, a lot of times people don't realize that a lot of the aches and pains and the fogginess and not being able to focus, they blame it on, it's because of, getting older or, or this or that. And they make excuses up, but they don't realize that, basically like 70% of illnesses are caused by stress. The more stressed we are, the more we take on, it slowly breaks down the walls of the immune system. And it's basically like opening the doors and saying, come on, illnesses, I'm open. I'm ready for you. Come on, come in, And
Yes.
people don't realize, and I had talked to a friend of mine who was in Ayurveda, and she, we were talking how, I was explaining something to her, and then she was like, and we were going over some different things, and we were talking about different pains, and then she was talking about shoulder pain, and she was saying a lot of people they relate shoulder pain to different things, and sometimes it's just because you're carrying too much weight on you. And, and Dr. Brady, he did the body code, and he did the emotional code. And he talked about how a lot of people are just given prescriptions or carrying different illnesses and pains and getting one thing after another over and over and over again. And they had went to him, like people go to you, and they got to the root cause of what was really stemming all these different illnesses or pains, and they found ways to cope with it. And after they learned what it was, and they realized, and then they learned coping skills, how to go get through it, all these things started to just go away. And these people started to live normal lives. And there's so many testimonies out there about people talking about how they suffered for so long with different emotional and physical pain. And, and honestly, folks, I did an article one time. I said, what's worse, the emotional pain or the physical pain? And it was a 50-50 because both are detrimental. To live with emotional pain is just as bad as living with physical pain. And people carry that weight all the time. But
and
really,
that,
go ahead.
yes. And that, I was just going to say that, like, even that emotional pain, again, like I said, it can transfer into physical pain. So it's almost
Yes.
like, it's like I understand why it was 50-50 for some people, and I've experienced it. It's like I had like insane hip pain. Like I was holding so much like emotional pain in my hips as
Yeah.
well as my neck and my traps. And you know, I'm still working on it. I'm still working on releasing some of this stuff. And I always say that I'm not a perfect person, so
Yeah.
I like to talk about that because it's like we have our ups and downs, and we're only human beings, right?
Yeah.
And that's the whole thing, is we work on these things. And you build a resilience. When you work on these things, you build a resilience. So for
Yes.
example, if let's say you have a consistent practice, a consistent meditation practice, let's just say, then you're better able to pick yourself back up. If let's say you do have a bad moment, or let's say somebody does trigger you really badly. So whereas if you didn't have a consistent practice, you'd probably be blowing up. You'd probably be, you know, these are all kind of like the hidden symptoms of
Yeah.
not taking care of yourself. So while some
Right.
things can feel physical and like you really feel it, that
Yeah.
emotional load, like you were saying, is what we have to work on so that we can become this like way more resilient person who's better able to deal with things. And like, you know, it's like you wake up lighter, right? And
Yeah.
then once you start processing these like core wounds, then you're better able to, you know, it's like, it's almost like that weight, you literally feel that weight lifting off of you.
Yeah.
And then once that weight lifts, then you'll start noticing like, oh wow, like I do feel physically better. Like I can run a little bit longer, or I'm better able to, I don't know, like I can take a yoga class and not suffer through it. And like, oh, like that hip pain is sort of like it's dissipating a bit.
Yeah.
So it's important. These are all just signs, right? It's like signs from the universe, however you want to call it. And it's also signs and symptoms that our body is communicating with us.
Yeah.
So none of it is bad. It's really not bad. It's actually a form of communication. When we do get sick, you know, it's like, like cold and flu season, I think just passed. I feel like people are still sick.
Yeah.
But we're, you know, even then, it's like, if you're constantly getting sick, it's a good indication, like, hey, you might be under some pressure, because you're not really fighting off the colds and the flus like you'd be otherwise, you know?
Right.
So if you are this kind of like better version of yourself, or your best self with a capital S, as I talk about, then, you know, you will be less sick, you will be less stressed, and you'll be way more resilient and able to kind of like navigate the highs and the lows.
Right.
So
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
You know, these are the things. Like, you're always going to have a little bit of stress. You're always going to have that. But also, stress is not always a bad thing. It was actually made to protect us.
Yes.
You know? So when you feel your heart racing, like, you don't have to be like, oh, well, geez, I'm so stressed and like, you know, I just wish my body wasn't like that. It's not really like that. It's more about working with your stress response and working with the nervous system.
Right.
So I work a lot on like mindset and
becoming
friends with your body, because if you can befriend your body and really understand, then you start working in unison. And when I say like you, as in like your soul you, I don't know, maybe your listeners know or some don't, but it's like that inner wisdom, the inner you. That person befriends your like physical body.
Yes.
That's when things start like really working and flowing.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, if there's a giant gap between who you want to be and then feeling, that's kind of like you're almost like fighting yourself.
Right.
So in the beginning, you want to establish like, okay, like I see you, I feel you, like you're suffering a bit. It's okay.
Yeah.
And then moving from that place to, okay, like I can heal, or I can take the steps, and like, I do have the power. I feel empowered. So it's a lot of this like positive self-talk
that we
have to go through to get to this place.
It's so true. It's so true. And, you know, a lot of times people don't realize, but our heart and our intuition are, you know, we have to listen, you know, because our, you know, I'm so into, you know, the spiritual realm and listening. Our body gives us signals all the time. And I always say the heart speaks to the brain, and then the brain reacts to the and sends messages to the body. And that's, we, you know, if something is not right, if we feel off, or we have an intuition saying, oh, you shouldn't do that, you know, maybe we shouldn't do that and think twice. Or if our leg is bothering us, well, maybe we're doing things that we're doing too much of, or we're not, you know, or maybe, you know, we're not taking care of ourselves the way we should. And we have to rethink about, okay, how have I been taking care of myself lately? What have I been doing differently than I was doing before? And like reevaluate, you know, the way our lifestyle is, and then think about the changes we can make.
Yes. Yes. And my biggest advice, I mean, it's simple. I could get into more complicated advice, but my biggest advice is having just a moment of silence. And I take advantage of my moments of silence, and I'm not a mom, but I know that, you know, people with kids, you all struggle with moments of silence and having a moment to yourself. And like, I totally get it.
Yeah.
But that's why I take advantage of moments in the car. If I'm in the car, I'm like, ooh, this is a moment. So I'll just sit there just for a moment. And sometimes it's nice, because if it's warm, you know, you'll like feel the warmth on your body, or you'll feel the sunshine, and I'll just be quiet. And then I'll just like check in, like a little check in with myself.
Yeah.
And that's where it all starts. It's these little moments of silence. Or like, when else are we alone? In the shower, usually. You know, it's like you're having like water rush up, fall over you. It's a very relaxing and meditative feeling, and that can take you to a more meditative state. So I always My showers are meditative. I think of my best moments in the showers. I think of really creative ideas in the shower. I also think of really creative ideas like right when I wake up, because it's like, oh, it's maybe quiet depending on, you know, your environment.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But yeah, taking advantage and then just listening to yourself. Like if you have these ruminating thoughts, like what are they, you know?
Yeah.
What is weighing so heavy? What are you constantly thinking about? Whether it's your finances, you know, these are all things in life. Like everyone's thinking about that. Everyone's a little worried and anxious. And like, how do you kind of change that narrative so that it works for you and to your benefit? And then once you start this work, I think so many things come into your life. Like all of a sudden you're like, wait a minute. Like I just met this really amazing person. And like, if I weren't doing this work, I would never have met you. And you're an incredible human being, you know? And these are all like gifts. So once you do the work, all of a sudden, like this momentum builds and you're like, wow, like I feel better. I almost want to spread this knowledge to everybody.
Yeah.
And you become a new person. And like I said, I was really like really unwell. I basically, I couldn't get out of bed.
Yeah.
My partner at the time had to pull me out of bed.
Right.
And I was going to school. I was doing, you have no idea the amount of stuff I was doing.
Yeah.
But now I'm speaking at an engagement, like an entire women's summit. I never
That's
thought I could
awesome.
Ever do that. Thank you. And and I'm doing podcasts now, and you know, I'm really putting myself out there. And these are all things I told myself I could never, I would never, and I could never.
Right. And now you're doing it.
Now I'm doing it. But yeah, I don't know if you can relate to that at all.
I could relate because I had gotten to a point where in my life where, you know, my own personal life, my the stresses in my life, you just the conditions I was dealing with, everything was starting to take over my life. And it was very hard. Every time I felt like I was moving three steps forward, I felt like I was getting knocked back two steps. And I kept feeling like I kept having to push myself off the floor. And I refused to give up. And I refused to give up. At the same time, my body was wearing down. And I would, and it gets to the point where you start feeling the pain emotionally and physically, you know, it could be very depressing. It could be, you know, you could just, you know, you start to feel like, why, when is this going to stop? You know? And I'm sure there are many people out there, they get angry. They get, you know, they want to give up. They, you know, they get depressed, you know, they lose purpose. What is my purpose? If I have a purpose, why are all these things happening to me?
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
And then I finally realized, you know, that, you know, my purpose, you know, once I started to learn how to cope with all my issues, I realized this was my purpose. Is now I figured out how to cope with so many different things that were going on in my life. I wanted to share the wealth, because during that time, people were helping me get to where the point I needed to. And then I felt it was me who had to continue that and that legacy and help others, you know, because I'd learned so much through others and their stories and their ways of coping with life and different situations in their life. But the journey wasn't easy. And I'll admit the journey still isn't easy. You know, you have your ups and downs. And if anyone ever says that their life is perfect and it's smooth sailing, you know, I would say, look in the mirror and be honest with yourself, because life is not smooth sailing for anybody. We have our ups and downs. Every day is a new day, but it's learning how to cope with these issues and learn how not to let these issues wear us down to the point where it's going to affect our mental or physical health. And so what are some of the, when you had Hashimoto's and you were going through all these things, did you realize right away that these issues were caused by the way you were living life, or did it take a while for it to actually, you know, incorporate in your brain and say, wait, you know what? I'm on the wrong track. And, you know, all these things are a result or a symptom of the way I'm living my life.
So for I would almost say that for 10 years I was kind of clueless. Like I knew that there was this emotional component to what I was going through, but I was really focused on the physical component. So I started doing yoga. I started I mean, I was taking like herbal supplements. I was seeing a bunch of naturopaths. So I was trying to get to the root of the physical symptoms that I was experiencing. A part of me was like, well, I think I'm stressed. And let me tell you, looking back, I was so stressed. I mean, but when you're so in something, it's hard to understand what you're going through. You're kind of like, well, it's I wake up the next day, I'm on repeat, repeat, repeat. There's no way. So that was my mentality. I was like, well, I can't get a divorce. I can't, like, I'm stuck with this person. And then I have to do this job. Like, I have student loans. I have to, like, everything was a have to, have to, have to. But 10 years later, after doing all this work and really getting to the root of it, I was like, wow, oh my gosh, so much of this is our emotional, what we bring emotionally. And like, if we could just get to the bottom of that, and if we learn the tools, and if we could be consistent, then that's kind of like how you'll come out of it. And also to your point from before, I wanted to add that when you are feeling like really low, and if any of your listeners are like, well, I feel horrible and I don't know how to get out of it, and it's really hard for me to mentally even think to myself, like, yes, I can change this or whatever. I always say, like, self-compassion. Have compassion for yourself. And that is a really big healing tool, because when you just, it's like putting your hands on your heart and just saying, it's okay. Like, it's okay. It's okay that I'm experiencing this. And I love and accept and forgive myself. Like, I think we truly have to learn how to do that for ourselves. And then suddenly, when that happens, all of a sudden, like, the guilt kind of goes where you're like, okay, like, I can have my moments of silence. Like, I'm allowed to meditate. I can love myself enough to do all these things. Because I think we think that if we do some of this stuff, it's wrong or it's selfish. And but it starts from that place of like self-forgiveness, self-compassion. Because we're so hard on ourselves, especially women. I know men are as well, but especially women, we're just like we internalize and overanalyze, and then all of a sudden we're the bad guys always. And you know, it's okay. Like, we can be the bad guy sometimes, and then we can forgive ourselves and release that, again, that heaviness and that weight, because that weight is what is actually pulling you down. And then these thoughts turn into feelings, which turn into physical symptoms, which is why when you think about something, all of a sudden your heart's racing, you're sweating, you know. So it's really interesting. But I love going to the self-compassion part, because we don't have that. Like, I don't know if people know how to do that anymore.
What are some ways that you would suggest to people, like different techniques that maybe people could learn to rebuild that self-compassion for themselves, to be able to have compassion for themselves? And then once they have compassion for themselves, how they can exemplify and maybe show compassion to others? Because sometimes it's very hard to be compassionate to others when you're not compassionate to yourself.
That's very true. So it's kind of like what I just described. So I could just give like a concrete example. So you could put your hands on your heart and you could just say, it's okay, it's okay. And then you meditate on that feeling, and then you imagine sort of like either a golden light or like a pinkish light. Sometimes I say pinkish greenish, depending on like auras, chakras, and all that. But you just imagine that feeling expanding of like forgiveness. And then you can imagine that feeling also like going through into your whole body. So I do a lot of like guided meditations. I teach people how to like literally heal themselves, like to be your own physician in a way. And then other than that, like, you can give yourself a 20-second hug. You could literally wrap your arms around yourself and just, you know, it's awkward, it's
I love
cheesy.
it. I love it. I
But
love it.
20 seconds, 20 seconds, you hold. And then it's almost like we're just relearning how to, it's like reparenting, you know, because so much of what's happened to us is from our childhood, and we weren't loved or seen or something happened there, you know, and we have to kind of like go back in. So there's a lot of, you know, the inner child meditations. You could look them up on YouTube. It's challenging. I always recommend doing it with someone. But yeah, it's like healing the inner child and showing that little person, the little child in you, the love that they never got.
Yeah.
I know it's if this sounds wooey, it's not really wooey.
It works. It does. It really does.
And then otherwise, you know, I do like affirmations. I also, I do something called EFT tapping. It's called emotional freedom technique tapping. And you tap on different meridian points. So right now I'm tapping on the top of my head and then in between the brows and then the side of the eyes, then under the eyes, under the nose, right under the lips, the collarbone, like right beneath the collarbone, and then right under the arm by the brow line.
Okay.
And then you can tap on your wrist. And then you do that, and that's supposed to calm you down. And then you can say affirmations like, I love myself. I accept myself. And you'll go through that and you'll feel like maybe it feels funny. Like maybe you're just not resonating, but allowing the discomfort, and then you can change up the words. You could say, maybe I don't feel it right now, but I know I will feel that. Right
Yes.
Now I learn how to love myself, and I'll take it one step at a time.
Right.
So it's like you're being really honest with yourself.
Yeah.
And so you're not, because affirmations, I feel like people are like, I read affirmations and I'm like, okay, I can't, you know, cool, I'm gonna be a millionaire in a year. Like, you know, you read the affirmation, you're like, I don't know about that.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's like, you know, making it so that it feels and sounds good to you. So yeah, I think being authentic in the way that you do love yourself, like if something isn't resonating, don't do it, but test it out, like be curious and learn how to learn these things. And what about you? Do you know any, like, do you do any self-love practices or anything?
I noticed when I started to do meditation, things started to change a lot for me. I love to use the chakra bowls with my meditation. So focusing on the sounds, the different vibrations of the different bowls, you know, each bowl represents a different part of the chakra. So I would pull out and focus on the parts that I felt were that weren't aligned. And I could tell because when you start to take care of yourself, when you start to understand who you are as a person, that goes into the spirituality that we were talking about earlier, you start to know what is out of line and what is balanced. And then I would focus on the parts that I thought needed healing. And I would take those chakra bowls and I would just slowly vibrate the sounds and close my eyes. And then I would just imagine, like you said, the gold or a calming color. And I would think something like that, or I would think of a dove, and I would think that the dove is taking all the negativity, all the things that were bothering me lately, and it's putting it on its wings and it's going to fly away. And
oh,
then,
that's beautiful.
And then I would just sit there, and as I was doing it afterwards, and I would slow my breathing very slow, take deep breaths in through the nose, out through the mouth. And afterwards I felt different. I felt focused. I felt aligned. I felt more, I guess you could say, at whole. As a person. And then I always loved yoga. The yoga was always, I loved doing yoga because it just made you, the circulation, the movements, the poses, it really hits all the different parts of your body. So not only health-wise, but mentally, it really, it clears your mind. It helps you focus better. It makes you see things in a whole different light, in a more peaceful and serene manner. And you could do it anywhere. There's so many different poses. You know, they show you poses that you could do in the car. I wouldn't suggest doing it while you're driving, but, you know, or maybe if you're in the passenger seat, you could do, you know, they have like breathing exercises and different movements with your arms that you could do. And, you know, when I incorporated meditation and yoga and positive thinking, I started to, anything negative that happened to me, I would pull out the positive. And I wouldn't focus on the negative. And I felt like that helped me get through a lot in life. I don't know, how do you feel about positivity?
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I think it's, I mean, again, it's like everything you think becomes an emotion, which becomes your life. Like it's really interesting how important it is. And you know, we have all these like subconscious beliefs. So it's like really have to work. Some people really have to work on it. And you really have to get yourself, like if you have negative beliefs, okay, get yourself to like baseline, like where you're just like neutral. And then from there you can start building like the positive thinking. But I think it's really everything. It's like our belief systems, what we think, it's everything. It's what we use once we've like processed some of our emotions. It's like what you use to rebuild your life, or you know, and become who you are. But you'll notice people who are positive are just different. It's almost like they're emitting a light. Like people, I mean, I don't want to like toot my own horn, but when people talk to me, they're like, okay, like you're on something. Like you're on something. But it's not like I'm not like screaming, I'm very calm. But it's like they're like, whoa, like something's a little different here, you know? And again, I'm not perfect, you know, I have my moments. My
We
family
all
knows that very well.
do.
But it's like once you start, I think it's important. It's with like the affirmations and the positive thinking. It's almost everything. It's almost, yeah. So if you decide to, you know, do affirmations with like the EFT tapping I just explained,
I like
or
that.
just write affirmations. Like I mean, I don't have it at this moment, but on my laptop, I usually have a sticky note and it's my affirmation of like the week. So I'll write something like, you know, I want to help thousands of people. Like it's really, and I will, you know, and it's like, it's stuff like that. And then that translates into like self-belief, you know, you start like developing like way more confidence in yourself. And you know, confidence varies, but I think it's something that we should always work on, right? That's like pushing our own limits and like growth, and so allowing yourself to kind of like become that person and push yourself and to then take action. So yeah, I 100% agree. And by the way, when you said the dove meditation, I was like, oh my gosh, that's it made me feel like caught. You just explained it and I was like, whoa, that's yeah. So I can't even imagine like doing it yourself. I love it.
It makes you feel like it's flying away. It's releasing from you. And like what
Yes.
I loved about your the tap-in method is that, you know, when you repeat something, you keep saying it over and over and over again, you keep doing it repetitively, like, and you start making it part, you know, a part of your daily lifestyle. When you say things over and over again, you mentally start to believe it. And you start to, if you're telling yourself, I'm a great person, I can do this, I am that, I have good intentions, I'm a good person, I'm a forgiven person. And you keep saying it over and over again, you start to believe it, and you start to say that this is a part of me. So it's like, just like if someone has grows up in a negative family, if negative things are said to them, by the time they grow up, they believe those things that were said to them. But the same thing goes to like positive like when you the tapping, when you say positive things and you're tapping different parts of your body, you're
Yes.
not only relaxing yourself, but you're creating a new you, it seems like also.
Yes, exactly. It's almost like a rewiring that needs to be done because we have a lot of these like subconscious beliefs that we've, you know, it's stuff from childhood, like something as little as like your family, you know, struggling around money. Like it, you know, I can't even imagine how common that is. And that belief system is like embedded into your DNA. You're like, okay, well, it's a struggle to make money. So then all of a sudden you're struggling to make money and you're like, what's happening to me? But then once you have an awareness of it, then you're like, oh, like, okay, I can like, I why is this happening? Like, why do I have that belief? Like, I can let this belief go. I can have a totally different belief. Like, it's easy for me to make money. Like, money is energy. Money flows through me. Like, it's all these like things that you start kind of like, you know, rewiring. And if you're tapping on the meridian points, then it's like an extra dose of like, you know, it really works. It really works. It's scientifically backed. Like people with PTSD and depression use EFT tapping to heal themselves.
Oh, really?
Yes. You should look it up, and your listeners will look it up as well. And yeah, that's some of the work that I do to help people rewire at the latter part of the program. And it's most people are obsessed with it. And it's, I do it almost every day. Almost every day I tap because
I think I'm going to start that.
Yeah. How?
I think I'm going to start it because
yeah, you should.
Because just looking at you do it, it just made me feel so calm, and it just made me feel. And then I just did a couple as you were doing it, and it made me feel very relaxed. And then if I was in my room by myself and I was just saying specific things to myself over and over again, I think that would be so calm. It would be like a mindset technique in a sense.
Yes. I was recording my very first podcast. This was a couple of weeks ago. And I was like deathly nervous. I think my body was having like some allergic reaction, a lot of allergic reaction to pushing myself. Like it was really like really hard for me to do this thing.
Yeah.
And I went outside. I was in nature.
Yeah.
And I didn't even care who was looking at me. I've released that shame as well. I'm like, okay, maybe you can ask me what I'm doing.
Yes, exactly.
And I started tapping. I was like, I'm meant to be here. Like, I'm supposed to do this. I'm supposed to share my story.
Right.
People need to hear this. Like, I want to help people heal. And it's the truth.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. And then I aced. I don't know if that's the right word, but I did like an incredible job. The host was like, this is your first podcast. Like, thank you.
Oh, that's awesome.
But, you know, yeah. So it's just, it really like in an instant changes you the same way like breath work in an instant changes you, or, you know, these things really work in the moment.
Right.
So people need to understand the power of these tools, and like, it's not hokey. It's not wooey. It's really something that could totally propel you in whatever direction you want to move in.
Yes. I don't think people understand unless they start practicing it, you know, yeah, because like when I started to practice it, my whole life turned around. But sometimes when you talk to people who don't really practice it, they somewhat understand or they somewhat believe, but until you practice it, you'll see everything starts to change. And then you start to really, your intuition gets stronger. You start to, you really start to understand the way your mind works, the way your body works, what, you know, what works for your body, you know, physically wise, you know, what spiritually, you know, you feel like I was telling you, I know when I'm certain out of line with certain things and I have to work on it. And then I could hear my intuition saying, take time for yourself, slow down, you know, and I think that's one thing people have to listen to too, because you talk about burnout and a lot of times people, you know, I've talked about this with many people, they start where they don't really realize they're going into burnout. And then all of a sudden the little symptoms show. But the question is, when do you start listening to those symptoms and how do you stop it from occurring? Because, you know, like we're talking financially, there's so many people struggling financially. And then you have people who are just obsessed with just wanting to make, they get to that great point in their life and they still want more. And then they burn themselves out even more so when they don't have to. So you have the people who are trying to just make it, the people who've made it and just want more, but either or, they're both burning themselves out.
Yeah. And,
you know, what do you look for when you start to, you know, when, and then how do you stop it before it gets too late?
Yeah. I think it's all possible. I think it's all possible. It's just how you choose to get there. Cause I've been thinking about this a lot lately. I'm the type of woman, I want it all. I don't know if it's me or if it's all women.
No, I'm a high achiever too. So I get
okay. Yeah. It's like, I want it all. I want the business. I want the coaching business. I want, you know, I don't even know. Like, I want to travel. Like,
stars. I hear you.
The stars. But it's like the difference between burnt out Serena and new Serena is how I'm getting there.
Yeah.
So for example, yesterday, I mean, I worked like all day, and it's like something that's exciting, but also the energy that comes with like some work that can feel stressful is draining, right? It's like, it's like you can sometimes do things in a happier way, or like in a mindset that's more energetic.
Yes.
Yesterday was not one of those days for me. So I just went to the spa. I'm like, I'm just going to take an hour. I'm going to go hit the sauna. And then I felt like $1 million after.
Right.
But now I know that I have to do these things. And when I was there, I was doing my breath work and like doing all the stuff. But it's difficult to catch the symptoms, but I think we need to tap into our intuition. And if you sense something's wrong, then it's like we have to, you know, we have to do something about it. We can't just like sit and ignore.
Exactly.
So, and I feel like we're in a interesting time period right now, right? It's like there's a lot of self-growth happening. I think people are waking up. Some people are kind of asleep still, but like a lot of people are waking up, you know?
Yes, they
and
are.
I think this is our time to be like self-healers, to learn what we need to do to heal ourselves, because sorry, but the medical system failed me personally. And I know that it can help people. Of course, like I've used antibiotics. It's literally saved my life and my throat at a certain time in my life.
Right.
But I feel like I have, my healing has happened because of me. Like I've, you know, I've accessed the natural doctors, or I've accessed, you know, the different tools. I've done all the research. I've tested everything on myself and learned, you know, but there are so many tools out there. Like people don't have to suffer the way they used to. They could just look online and know that, you know, they have to work on their gut health. They have to eliminate like inflammatory foods. Like all this stuff is out there, you know, and then there are like so many coaches, like people to help. And I think it's just like, don't suffer in silence, like talk about it.
Right.
And then there's no shame in feeling bad or feeling sick or feeling depressed. Like these are normal things. Like I'm not trying to say depression is normal. It's, we definitely want to come out of depression, but feeling sadness, like these are normal things,
right?
You know, feeling stress, it's a normal thing. It's just how we handle it and how we come out of it.
Exactly.
And then building that toolbox, like, you know, you want to build a life that's like, you know, more joyous. Like you want to have vitality. You want to feel like you can run a mile when you're a mile plus, but you can run a marathon, let's say, when you're in your 70s or 80s, who knows, like, and beyond.
Yes.
Well, I think it's important to understand, like, it's possible, you know, we don't have to like stop living at age, like after retirement or whatever people say.
Exactly.
So it's interesting. There's like an awakening happening. And the only thing I'm noticing though, like, humanity is super burnt out, and I talk to people who are burning out or burnt out, and I'm like, you're not doing anything about it. Like, that's not good.
Yeah.
You're not gonna feel better, you know. But I do see other people like taking sabbaticals, like taking the trip. You know, sometimes people feel guilty to go on the trip.
Yeah.
You know, even though they have like all sorts of vacation hours that they've accrued, you know,
right.
I'm like, not taking the vacation, like, that's not okay. Like, you need to change that. So, you know, it comes down to you, like what you think of yourself. There's a lot, it's a lot of like layering of different things, but mostly mindset and, you know, working on that.
Yeah. Oh, 100%, 100%. And I think it's so good for people to even have like gratitude in their lives, because you see people always, I want, I want, I want. Well, have gratitude for the little things in life, because sometimes you don't realize how lucky you are until those things are taken away from you, you know, and then you realize how important they were and how significant they were in your lives. You know, so I always say too, gratitude is always important. Mindset is huge, like you mentioned. You know, there's so many times when they did studies when people became older and one passed away, and then their spouse passes away 6 months later. And it's the mindset, it's the depression, it's not knowing how to change that mindset and focus on what could be for the next 5 years, or what could be for the next 10 or 15 years, whatever, you know. But some people put themselves into that depression, and they, you know, that's where it is. We could all feel sad, but, you know, don't get yourself into that hole where you can't climb out. And that's, you know, the most important factor.
Yeah. Mental health is literally wealth. Mental health, your health is your wealth. But especially your mental health. Like, if you are feeling depressed, like, get help. Go to a therapist. Go find a coach. Like, it's so important. And, you know, after the pandemic, I think there's a lot of repressed emotion, you know, repressed stress and stuff that's bubbled up to the surface, or is bubbling up to the surface. So I find it to be so like fascinating, but at the same time, like, where did we go so wrong where mental health was put like
on the bottom of the barrel?
I think I know why. And my best friend and I were talking about this. Mental health sometimes doesn't show.
No.
I can be like severely depressed right now, and I could just be like, that's basically who I was. What am I saying? Back in the day when I was really burnt out, people could, they had no idea. I had to be like, I'm suffering. I have a million food allergies. Like, I can't eat this. I can't do this. Like, I barely got up today. I have to leave the party early.
Yeah.
Sorry, I can't socialize that much anymore. Like, people were like, whoa, like, holy moly. And
Yeah.
then it's like some people have an aversion to talking about stuff like that, you know? But, you know, it's like, I think you just have to, like, you have to talk about it. You have
You
to talk about
do.
it. And just because it doesn't show doesn't mean it's not there, you know?
Exactly. And that's what people have to keep in mind, because I think people, if they don't see it, they don't realize that people, people could be very crude to other individuals. And there's a lot of stigmatism and labelism out there. And just because someone doesn't show that something is wrong, you should always treat somebody with respect and courtesy, because you don't know what's going on behind the scenes. You don't know what's going on. There are so many people that have invisible disabilities or diseases or a mental illness. And they look fine on the outside, but on the inside, it's like a tornado going on, So it's like people really have to stop and think and be more respectful. And I think, in our society, we've lacked a little respect lately,
We
and I've
do.
seen,
And
too many, go ahead.
kindness.
And kindness, yes. And, we have to really be kind and respectful towards others, because you don't know and you can't judge others until you walk through their journey in life, and you shouldn't even have to judge others, judge yourself. That's the only person you should be judging is yourself, never judge anybody else, And, I think in today's society, we have to remember that. I think one of our last things that we talk about is that people have to really be courteous to others and be respectful and be kind to others, because you don't know who that other person is, what they're going through. And even if you know them, you might not know them as well as you think. There are so many times even celebrities have committed suicide and nobody realized it. I've been on advisory boards, and people who were their sons or their parents were going through depression, and they committed suicide and they didn't even know. And they were shocked and they felt responsible because they didn't know, but the signs usually aren't there, And so people always have to be kind. And I think everybody should have a coach, or everybody should have a therapist, whatever you need. Either you have a coach or a therapist, or you have both. I think everybody benefits from having a coach in their life, definitely.
And ask people around you how they're doing. Like
Yeah.
men especially, like men ask your male friends how they're doing, and like
Yeah.
really, and if they don't tell you, pry a little bit, you know, like
Exactly.
get them to open up a little bit, because I
Exactly.
think we need more men who are open and vulnerable, and like it'll help society as a whole. Like women will
Yeah.
feel better, like everyone will feel better. And then also like get in touch with nature. Like we're not separate from nature. Like we
Right.
are all the same. It's like
Yes.
so even when you did your dove meditation, I was like, oh my God, like that, it made me feel whole. And I know you know what I mean, but
Yeah, I know what you mean.
it's like that wholeness. Like you are your friends, you are your like we're in on this. Like
Yeah.
stop separating yourself
Right.
from humanity and the planet. Like
Exactly.
let's start working together again,
Yeah.
because I think like America, all this stuff going on, it's like we're so separate from one another with our
Yeah.
like homes, and like you don't even talk to your neighbor, and
Right.
hopefully you do, but it's like really asking people what's going on, have these conversations, like open up just a little bit more. You don't have to spill your whole life story, but
Right.
just come with an openness, and also come with like some understanding. If someone seems like they're having a bad day, there is a reason for it. If
Yeah.
somebody's like has insane road rage, like you better believe that person's probably stressed. I'm not saying it's okay, but
Right.
it's like, just have a little bit more compassion. Like you, and
Yes.
it all starts from you. If you
Yes.
start building this like self-compassion muscle, like it's okay, like I forgive myself, then you're gonna be so compassionate with other
Yeah.
people. So, and then all of a sudden, like, you're like, wow, like this life is cool. Like you'll look at like nature and you're like, wow, this
Yeah.
is, we're together. Like this is not, we're not separate.
Right.
So it's a real like a holistic mindset shift, holistic.
Yes. A
And
hundred
then
percent.
compassion for basically every person you come across, like any
Yes.
person, a child,
Yeah.
right? Compassion for a dog, a compassion for anyone in your family, even people that you might be angry with,
Exactly.
like holding that, like, okay, they're probably going through something, like Like, I could let it go. Like, I might not forget what's going on, but I can, like, let it go.
Let it go. Yes. Yeah.
And then hopefully we can talk about it.
Exactly. 100%.
Yeah.
Now, if we had to take everything we talked about today and you wanted to, you know, put together a couple of takeaways, what would you like to emphasize to the listeners today from what we spoke about?
Oh my God, we talked about so much, Stacey.
I know. Well, maybe we can pick out a few things. Those are just a few things.
Okay, a few things. Okay. All right. So I think the mindset thing for sure.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's like, how do you build a positive mindset?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that starts with you. That starts with you. And
yes.
it starts with self-compassion for yourself and forgiveness.
Right.
And then you start building the tools. And the tools could be meditation, it could be tapping, it could be breath work. So the tools are kind of like endless, and you figure out what you do with the tools that you have. And then at the end of the day, to, I think, express yourself, because that expression will help other people express themselves, and to understand that, like, mental health is wealth.
Yes.
And health is wealth, and investing in yourself is investing in yourself and other people around you. So I think those are the big takeaways. Did I miss something? I'm
sure. No, I think you hit it up on the button. Those are very good takeaways. And now, for what different services do you provide for your clients?
So I have a group coaching program as well as an individual coaching program. The group coaching program is only for women, and it's like a 6-week immersive program, and it's called Transforming Burnout. So even if you're not burnt out, the program is completely doable, because it teaches you how to, like, again, it's aware, self-awareness, and then you move into self-actualization and self-realization, and then you pull in this, like, a vision of you that you want to be, and you become this, like, more joyous and healthy and vivacious person.
Yes.
The version of yourself, at least.
Right.
And then the one-on-one coaching is essentially the same thing, but it's more curated to you specifically. So if, let's say, you don't want to do group coaching, which I've been there, sometimes I like individual coaching. And then you can work with me one-on-one, and then men could work with me one-on-one.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And where can people find you?
So I'm on Instagram at bewellbyserena. At bewellbyserena. And then my website is bewellbyserena.com.
I love it. I love it. This has been amazing, Serena. I this conversation has just blew me out of the water.
I'm so happy. Yeah. I know. It really was amazing. And I feel your energy. You're, like, so kind and so, like, cool. I can't wait to dive into more of your podcast episodes.
Oh, thank you. I think we need more people like you that really emphasize on self-care, self-love, working on our emotions, you know, mentally, and working on the physical aspects. And it's not just about, you know, not feeling well and running to the doctor and say, oh, I have an ache. Well, you know, let's wait and let's think about, why is my body not 100%? What in my life have I changed lately? Is this has to do with me and my lifestyle, or does this have to do with an actual medical condition, and what's the root cause? You know, there's so many factors to take into. And I tell people, you know, don't just rush to the doctor once you have a symptom. You know, wait a couple of days and try to figure it out. And then if it persists or it gets worse, of course, go to the doctor. You know, I'm all for, you know, I'm into integrative medicine, and I'm all for, you know. Yeah, but, you know, a lot of times things can be helped naturally. And, you know, and a lot of times there are a lot of medications out there that can do more harm than good. So, but it's so important to take care of ourselves mentally and physically and spiritually. And I feel that, you know, in today's society, we all need to just take a step back and really, you know, breathe in that air and, you know, look at the beautiful sunset and look at the ocean and listen to the waves and enjoy life, because, you know, we don't know what the next day may bring. And I think people take that for granted too. We never know what tomorrow may bring. So let's live today and enjoy what we have in the presence.
It's so true. And like you said, the gratitude for everything you just mentioned, And I agree. And like just one last thing, I'd say gut health, like
yes.
your what you feed into your body.
100%. That's a whole new show.
Yeah.
We could do a whole show on that. Maybe we will.
yeah, we should.
Sure, yes. But gut health is definitely a huge part of it. And that definitely could be another hour for sure. Easily. Well, Serena, this has been amazing. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I really enjoyed your company and everything you had to say. You're just an amazing woman.
Oh my gosh, you're amazing as well. And I feel blessed to be on your podcast. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. You have a great day.
Thank you, my dear. Thanks.